Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Come on.
Okay. Hare Krishna. Good morning. How are you? Difficult question. No? You always say difficult question, no? When I ask you, how are you? Difficult question. Okay. Fifth canto. We are finishing the chapter on Monday, the next Monday. Maybe Jai Jagannath finish or Maharaj finish. No, he is going to give the class. Maybe, yes. So we have today the chapter number 17, text 23 and 24. Okay, just one verse we have. Oh, only one. Okay, yes, are together. Okay, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yasya dya asid guna vigraho mahan. Yasya dya asid guna vigraho mahan. Vigyana disnyo bhagavan ajakilam. Yat sambhavo am trivrita satejasa vaikarikam tamasam aindriyam srije yasyad yasid guna vigraho mahan Vijnana Dishnya Bhagavam Ajakilam Yat Sambhavoam Trivrita Svatejasa Vaikarikam Tamasam Aindriyam Srije Yasyadyasid Guna Vigraho Mahan Vijnana Dishnya Bhagavam Ajakila Yat Sambhavoam Trivrita Svatejas Vaikarikam Tamasam Aindriyam Srije Yasyadyasid guna pekaraman Yasyadyasid guna vigraha mahan Vijnana Dishno Bhagavam Ajakilam Yasambhavam Trivrita Svatejasa Vijnana Dishnya Bhagavam Ajakilam Yat Sambhavoham Trivrita Svatejasa Vaikaridam Tamasam Aindriyam Srije Yasyadyasid Guna Vigraho Maham Vijnana Dishnya Bhagavan Ajakila Yat Sambhavoham Trivrita Svatejasa Vaikarikam Tamasam Aindriyam Srije Yasyasyasi Guna Vigraho Maham Okay, and the next verse is Ete vayam yasya vase mahatmana Stita sakunta iva sutra yantrita Mahannaham vaikrita tamasendriya Srijama sarveyat anugrahat idam Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Esi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. From that Supreme Personality of Godhead appears Lord Brahma, whose body is made from the total material energy, the reservoir of intelligence predominated by the passionate mode of material nature. From Lord Brahma, I myself am born as representation of false ego known as Rudra. Lord Shiva is talking. By my own power, I create all the other demigods, the five elements, and the senses, therefore. Therefore, I worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is greater than any of us, and under whose control are situated all the demigods, material elements, and senses, and even Lord Rama and I myself, like birds bound by a rope. Only by the Lord's grace can we create, maintain, and annihilate the material world. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Being. Purport. A summary of creation is given in this verse. From Sankarshan, Mahavishnu expands, and from Mahavishnu, Garbhodakashayi Vishnu fathers Lord Shiva, from whom all the other demigods gradually evolve. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and Lord Vishnu are incarnations of the different material qualities. Lord Vishnu is actually above all material qualities, but he accepts control of Sattvaguna, the mode of goodness, to maintain the universe. Lord Brahma is born from the Mahatattva. Brahma creates the entire universe. Lord Vishnu maintains it, and Lord Shiva annihilates it. The Supreme Personality of Godhead controls all the most important demigods, especially Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. Exactly as the owner of a bird controls it by binding it with a rope. Sometimes vultures are controlled in this way. Srila Prabhupada aquí. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Yanandana Salakaya Chakshurud Militam Nina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Vanchakal Pataravyascha Kripasindhu Vyayvacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gauravatarinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. The Yuga Dharma. No, don't worry. Okay. is the most beautiful sound when you hear a devotee chanting the holy names. Okay, a summary of creation is given in this verse, says Prabhupada. We have in this fifth canto, and especially in this section of the Srimad Bhagavatam, a description of the entire universe. And this is a summary of that description. Only one verse, only one paragraph. But if we want, we can make another summary of this in just two words. One word is how. And another word is why. No? We usually use these two words to make questions, to inquire. Why and how. Now, which of these two words are more important? Or is why? Another opinion? No. Everybody thinks that why is the best? Okay. But the fact is that it's not the best. Because in this world, everybody knows this well-known phrase. The phrase is simple for the one who is simple, and is complicated for the one who is complicated. Right? Do you know this phrase? So in this material world, or in this world, we have these two kinds of people, the simple and the complicated. One example of this is, do you know samskaras? The samskara for the childhood is, garva. Yes, but it's another one. Yes, anaprasad, the first grain, no, and it's the baby is there, no, and the fathers put in one side a book, and in other side coins or money, and if the baby take the money, the parents, yeah, he's going to be a businessman, successful businessman. But if the baby take the book, no? Oh, okay, yes, it's good. No? But so you have these two different type of people, the simple and the complicated. But what is the meaning of simple? When you talk with a simple man, he probably tell you, I am a simple man. I am not able to explain this. I am not adept explaining all these things about the creation. And I hardly know who I am or where I'm going. So I am not able to explain this. I used to study law in my country, and we study Latin words. Latin words. No, no Spanish word. Latin. You know Latin? No. For example, yes. Or Prabhupada used a lot of Latin words. Summum bonum, for example. And Latin words are interesting, no? Make more academic the conversation. And I remember many Latin words, but in this case, I remember one that is veritas in simplice. Means, veritas in simplice, means that the truth is simple. Here in the English language, you have a phrase that a word is, for the wise, is enough. One word for the wise is enough. You don't need too much explanations. And the complicated man, everybody knows who is complicated. No? The curious people. Have you ever talked with a curious people? That they inquire all the time. I want to know everything about everything. Yes. I want to know everything about you. Yes, and about the universe and about beyond the universe. I want to know everything, everything. And it's, if you talk with that people, it's difficult to satisfy them. But we can be extremely simple and extremely complicated, too simple or too complicated. The problem is that if we are too simple, we are not able to have a strong conviction. We can use faith, but I like the word conviction. Conviction. For example, before became a devotee of Krishna, I was practicing the different things, but I grew up with a Catholic tradition. And we have an explanation of the creation in the Bible. If you read the Bible, you have Genesis, the explanation of the creation. And in that explanation is very poetic and delicate. The words are very nice. You have the explanation that God creates this world, or this world, in 7 or 6? Seven. Okay. The first day, in the Bible said, the first day, He creates the land, the earth, and the sky. But the world was in darkness. So in the second day, He creates light, the sun and the moon, the day and night. In the third day, He creates water, oceans, rivers, grass, trees, vegetation. And in the fourth and the fifth day, He creates animals and different types of foods. And finally, in the sixth day, He creates... I don't remember exactly, but I think that in the sixth day, He creates men and women, finally. And in the seventh day... Yes, the Sunday feast. The Sunday feast. So in 7 days, He created this. And for the simple man, this explanation is enough. But the problem is that if one person challenges his faith or his conviction, he is in trouble. I don't believe it's impossible. God created this world in 6 days. Just in 6 days, it's impossible. And the person, the simple man, probably lose his faith. But they don't know how long is 1 day of God, or how long is 1 day of Brahma, because they don't have enough information. You understand? So that is the problem of being extremely simple, extremely simple. Yes, yes. We have different grades. We are going to explain them. And you have the complicated in the other side. For the complicated man is an obstacle. The complicated man is very intelligent. He is inquired about everything all the time. And I remember we was preaching in the university in Argentina, distributing books, and I met one nice guy. He studied law too, and he started to come in the programs, and he took prasadam, he danced in the kirtan, he loved the Krishna consciousness. But one day he told me, I have too much questions, a lot of questions. It's very nice, the Krishna consciousness, I like too much, but my mind is so complicated that it's difficult to me take just like this, the Krishna consciousness. I have to inquire more and more and more. And it's an obstacle. It's so complicated. But we have to warn the complicated people. Warn? Yes? Warning? We have to warn the complicated people. Because it's not about how simple or complicated are you. It's about the attitude that you have when you are inquired. You understand? The proper attitude that you have. Hridayananda Maharaj, he explained in one of his books that um, people try to know God and His creation with the wrong process, the process of control and manipulate things. If we want to know about some living being, inferior living being, we can manipulate, like the Guinea pig, you know, Guinea pig, running now all the time. So we can manipulate. And practically all the products that we use today are before the scientists taste in these little animals. It's a cruel practice. Everything. If we shave our face, the Gillette is taste in animals before. So it's very complicated network of karma. But the thing is that Acharyadeva, Srila Hridayananda Maharaj, said that this is not the correct process. If you want to know something about superior living beings, you have to take another process, the process of submission and devotion. So if you are complicated, you have to be warned about this. But now we have to solve the problem. We are complicated or we are simple. Finally, which is the most proper attitude? And we have Srila Prabhupada mentioned here, explaining that Brahma creates the entire universe. And Brahma is powerful because in the translation, Prabhupada said that Brahma, he is the reservoir of intelligence predominated by the passionate mode of material nature. It doesn't matter if we are simple or complicated. If we want to know about Krishna, we have to be intelligent. But we are intelligent with one head. What about if we have four heads? How intelligent can we? No. How? Maybe have four brains or four heads is a solution or is a problem. But Srila Prabhupada explains that Brahma is intelligent. But what is intelligence? Do you have Bhagavad Gita? Can you bring a Bhagavad Gita? The thing is that if we want to know about the creation, we have to take shelter in the most intelligent person, is Brahma. Our sampradaya is Brahma, Madhva, Gaudiya Sampradaya. So we take shelter in this person, intelligent person. And intelligence, Prabhupada said, that is intelligence is the see the things with a correct perspective. And what is the correct perspective? Know how we can use different things in the service of the Lord. In some things we can use, and another thing we have to avoid. That is intelligence. That is the meaning of intelligence. So it's not about the simplicity or the complex, or if we are simpler or complex or complicated. It's about the attitude that we have. For example, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was a walking encyclopedia because he was very intelligent person. But his desire was take initiation from Gokishordas Babaji. And Gokishordas Babaji is the opposite. Materially speaking, is the opposite because he couldn't even write his name. He's a very simple person. So you have in one side the most intelligent person, and the other side, the simple man. But finally, Srila Prabhupada gave us here one solution. In the chapter 5, text number 4. Listen this. In the purport, the aim of the analytical study of the material world is to find the soul of existence. Do you remember this verse? The soul of the material world is Vishnu, or the super soul. Devotional service to the Lord entails service to the super soul. One process is to find the root of the tree, and the other process is to water the root. The real student of Sankhya philosophy finds the root of the material world, Vishnu, and then, in perfect knowledge, engages himself in the service of the Lord. So, finally, it's about balance. How balanced we are. We need to take the necessary information, just the necessary or sufficient information to maintain our faith in the Lord. If we try to inquire more, and we don't have capacity to, or we are not able to understand everything. For example, in this, Ramapada Maharaj yesterday said that if we, sometimes this is very, in other words, no? It's very difficult to understand these things, but we have the Parivasa Sutra. If we want to have or obtain again our guidance, or this is very confused, who is superior, Brahma, Shiva, Vishnu? Well, we have the Parivasa Sutra. We can return to this verse. No? Krishna Stupa Bhavan Swayam. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So finally, the how is important. And the why is important too. How and the why. And finally, to finish the class, one person told me one nice example. I was talking with one friend about the study of the books, no, before knowing the Krishna consciousness. And I read a lot of things. And he told me, hey, wait a minute. He told me, you want to be normal or you want to be a monster? Or monster? Yes. Because if you read a lot, you became a monster. Because with big head, no? And with a small heart. Can you imagine one person with a big head, no? And a small body? With a small heart. And if you are very sentimental, you are extremely simple or too simple, you became another monster too, with a big heart and a small head. No, big heart and small head. So the thing is, be balanced. In the art of to be successful, to have successful in the spiritual knowledge and inquire about this and serve the Lord Krishna, is be balanced between acquire knowledge and process the knowledge and then serve the Lord. So we can finish here. If you have comments, questions.
You say that a person who read a lot, he become monster. A person who is too much sentimental, he's also kind of, it's not a balanced situation. So what is the actual balanced situation then?
Better situation?
Yeah. Following four regs, chanting, not offending devotees, something like that. That's the balanced situation. Deep philosophy inside this.
I think that would imply that someone who's reading a lot is not following the regular principles and is offending the devotees.
Does that mean that reading will affect or will help him to increase his devotional life? Reading a lot, Prabhu, and he's offending. See, reading a lot, okay?
Reading a lot, yes.
He's not offending a devotee, but he has his own life. Reading a lot, he doesn't care for external situations. Reading a lot, does it help to increase his devotional service or his attitude for serving and respecting the devotees or serving Kishore or serving any deities?
I wanted to say that I wanted to say that if you study but don't utilize this knowledge practicing in the practice, what is the purpose of study a lot? No. But if you do just practice but without knowledge, we are in the wrong way too, because it's sentimental. Prabhupada said, no, religion without philosophy is, yes, fanaticism, and philosophy without religion, sentiment, dry speculation. Of course, we have different natures. For example, woman and men. It's not, I don't want to generalize because we have exceptions. But it's more difficult for the men accept things. For example, the Krishna consciousness. The man is always inquiring, you know, okay, we have to form a group of study, the Shastra. Yeah. Which is the most, oh yes, Prabhu, no. That is not, no, it's not correct. Because here Prabhupada said, no. But Matajis are more easy for they accept the Krishna consciousness because the process of inquiry is different. The man thinks with this, no? And the woman thinks with the womb, what is the, because they are mothers, no? They have more inner feelings, no? More intensive. Intensive is the word? Affection, yes, it's more intense, no? But this is about, we have different natures, and there exist exceptions. We have exceptions too. It's not a general rule. But I wanted to say that with that intention. You understand? Be balanced in that way. Yes, bro.
Thank you for your class. I appreciate that you were quoting from so many different scriptures and authorities, and it was very nice, very philosophical. My question is, on this point of balance, if you could explain a little bit further, because if you look at, when you see our Shastras, take the example of Dhruva Maharaj, 5-year-old boy goes to the forest, his spiritual master says, just go home, you know, what's the need of being so, austere, yeah, just you're a little kid, you know, go home, play with your friends. And Dhruva Maharaj's determination was very strong, and we see the result he got. There's other examples also I could quote, but the simple question is, there's also that verse, right, Tivrena Bhakti Yogi and Alabhate Purusham Param, that one's endeavors in devotional service have to be very intense. So what exactly does the word balance mean when the example in the Shastras is that, you know, one's endeavor should be very intense. You know, and my question isn't coming from a point of view of, like, that doesn't mean that you should disregard the devotees or disregard relations. That's not what I'm trying to imply. That's not at all where it's coming from. In fact, if you are intense, then you will take that very seriously because you'll understand that these relationships are essential for my advancement in Krishna consciousness. But this question comes up of what does balance mean, and how do we apply intensity and balance at the same time? You know? Or are those two things incompatible?
Everybody here is individual. Everybody here is individual. We don't have the same intellect. Everybody here is different. So it's difficult to give general rule. This is balance. These other things are not balance. I'm talking in general. But for example, in the spiritual world, there is a phrase. Everybody in the spiritual world is atheist. They don't want to know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are just happy knowing that Krishna, the other things about Krishna. But if you tell the spiritual inhabitants, no, if you tell them, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, no, they lose their rasa. They don't want to know that Krishna is God, the supreme controller. No, they are just, Krishna is my friend, or Krishna is my... They have the sufficient knowledge just to develop the in order to develop love for Krishna. For example, when you warm water, water boils at one, how many degrees? 100 degrees, okay. If you put more hot, no, it doesn't mean that the water is going to be boiled more, because in the water boil in one standard, no, in one temperature. If you put more fire, the water is not going to boil more. He obtained that state in that particular temperature. You understand? If you read the Srila Prabhupada books and try to get information about Krishna, you just, you are not going to be more, develop love for Krishna more and more and more. You just need to know the necessary to reestablish the relationship with Krishna. Yes, yes. Sorry about the my English is not good.
No,
I told you in every classes.
Trust me, everything you're saying is coming across. You're not. It's your English is not.
If you don't understand, just tell me. No, you are saying a nonsense. Okay.
The clarification is this: the residents of the spiritual world, for the sake of interaction, they may not keep the idea that Krishna is God at the forefront of their consciousness. But we see when those same residents, like Jiva Goswami, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when they come from the spiritual world, they write a huge number of books about the science of Krishna consciousness. And you know, these are all intimate associates of Krishna from the spiritual world. So I don't know if we can just conclude that we don't have to have sufficient knowledge to, because that example is for perfected souls. And you know, at least I speak for myself, I'm not a perfected soul. We have to work our way up there. And we see in their example that when they come to the material world, they know everything. They know the science, the deep. Jiva Goswami wrote more books than any scholar in the Western or Eastern world. And he's also an intimate associate of Krishna in the spiritual world.
Yeah, so you have here, oh, look.
Oh, yeah.
Let's say Mahaprabhu.
Two more commentaries,
Mahaprabhu,
and then we finish.
He just gives his sastaka. He doesn't have write any kind of commentaries. He just gives 8 verses, and that 8 verses is enough to understand what is Krishna consciousness.
Okay, the last one, Prabhu, look.
Hare Krishna. Thank
Hare Krishna.
You. I was just thinking in this on this topic. One devotee shared with me. Some of you know Jayakeshwarapu. So when I was traveling with him, he shared with me this verse. In the Ishopanishad, in this context, and I had never thought of it in this particular context before, But we hear, what is that? Ishavasiram sarvam, atkincha jagatam jagat. That everyone has their quota. So he was explaining in terms of the opulences, wealth, knowledge, renunciation, fame, beauty, everyone has their quota. So it's not that we should all, it's not that everyone needs to come to the same standard of knowledge or the same standard of renunciation, because these things are secondary to the principle, which is loving devotional service. In the second chapter of the Bhagavatam, we hear that from bhakti, then naturally jnana and vairagya manifest. From devotional service, jnana and vairagya, knowledge and renunciation, automatically come. But everyone has their quota, so as everyone cultivates pure devotion, then they have their quota of, just like you were saying, you know, everyone's individual, they have a certain amount of knowledge that is required for their particular relationship with Krishna, and a certain amount of renunciation that is required also. So it's interesting. Otherwise, the tendency is to take a materialistic point of view and try to measure ourselves and measure others on the basis of these quantifiable things like knowledge, renunciation, etc. But actually, bhakti cannot be measured. So it's just important to keep that in mind, I guess. That was just my thought. Thank you for letting me share.
Hare Krishna, thanks. Nice commentary. But the previous thing to obtain this knowledge and everything is finally be humble. And we cannot be humble if we don't know who we are. And to know who we are, we need to practice the Yuga Dharma, chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And then after that we can discuss a lot of things, go more deeper and deeper. But the first thing is that. Okay. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.